My friends are getting married late next spring. Stasha and her lovely partner Sue. Their minds are full of music, flowers, catering, and all the ways to promise they'll be true. But even as they write their vows and shop for rings, our country's leader takes a different view. The cornerstones of marriage will start crumbling if ever Sue and Stasha say I do. It's Marriage Protection Week. Oh, the outlook for marriage is bleak. If women marry bringing in their lesbian chic, we need Marriage Protection Week. So why are these conservatives so ready to fight? What is it these married people fear? When I decide to wed, if I get legal rights, just how does this attack what they hold dear? Is it that they think we'll come divorce them in the night? Do they think we'll make their children queer? Or are they scared their God will overlook the slight and let us live in happiness for years? It's Marriage Protection Week. Oh, the outlook for marriage is bleak. If men can marry with their scathing queer eye critiques, we need Marriage Protection Week. Can you imagine Laura Bush at home one day saying, have you heard the dreadful news? It looks like same-sex marriage will be here to stay. And here's a thought that makes me quite confused. If they were both alive and well, I hate to say, Walt Whitman now could marry Langston Hughes. I think I need to leave you, George, right away. Our marriage can't stand up to this abuse. Oh, Marriage Protection Week. Is the outlook for marriage so bleak that we really need to treat it as a fragile antique with Marriage Protection Week? It's Marriage Protection Week, and the president's starting to freak. I think we know what new solution he will seek. If we set out to name the love that dare not speak, he's gonna tell the world we're a security leak. It's Marriage Protection, where's the weapons inspection? It's Marriage Protection Week.